And it's a golden rule situation. It's like treat as you'd like to be treated, you know, in person, on social media, and everything you do. And I think that's like, that's what we want to teach our kids too. It's like, if you couldn't say it out loud and you couldn't say it to my face, then maybe you shouldn't say it at all. You know,
saying something nice is so much easier than coming up with something toxic.
Welcome to Girls Gone Gritty.
I'm Farley Boyle.
I'm Darian Boyle.
And I'm Jennifer Brenius.
Collectively, we're two sister-in-laws with our bestie.
We don't just talk. We do it. Day, night, mountain, beach, and city.
Get ready as we bring gratitude and attitude to everything we do.
We jump in headfirst, unafraid, and we're all in all the time.
We bring it on and get it on each week, diving deep into authentic, unscripted conversations
on just about everything.
So...
let's get gritty.
Bring it on. Bring it on. Don't wait until tomorrow.
Good morning, everybody. And well, actually, we don't know what time of day it's really going to be when you're listening to this, do we?
Nope.
So, you know what? Hello. Hello to our listening audience. We are hitting a topic today that I think is going to hit very close to home to anybody and everybody. And it's about social media and how it can really affect everybody and in a negative way. You know, there are positive aspects, but I think there are far more negative aspects. And I think what we're going to capitalize on is how Julia Roberts posted a picture of her niece and her having a fabulous day together, waking up after a sleepover, having tea, playing cards, not looking, you know, put together like two Hollywood individuals, but sharing a real moment to show that they're real people. And everybody decided that it was mandatory for them to respond and critique and criticize Julia Roberts and what she looked like. And, you know, Julia Roberts actually said, wow, you know, this is something that I'm a 50-year-old woman and my feelings are hurt.
All right. So let's give a little background. So Julia Roberts having breakfast, beautiful morning with her niece, Emma Roberts. I think it hit, like we just say, like 2 weeks ago. And everybody came out of cyberspace, right?
Playing cards and drinking tea.
Playing cards and drinking tea.
Having a moment, having a true moment,
a real moment
with your auntie. Yeah.
And they are two hyper polarized people. You know, everybody knows who they are and they are both beautiful. I mean, by standards that are normal, you know, they're very attractive people, but you know, their hair was on the top of their head. Julia has glasses on. I mean, they rolled out of bed and they're just sharing a quality time image. And everybody not only decided to just wreak havoc and destroy them for a beautiful moment, but people started fighting within the comments against each other. Some people were defending Julia Roberts. Some people were, you know, saying, God, she's not aging well and this. And I mean, it's just so ridiculous. And it's probably the only time that these people have access where they feel like they have a voice and they can use it. And Julia Roberts might actually read the commentary, which she actually did.
Yeah. Well,
they might feel that they have been attached to Julia Roberts, had like a brush in with fame, being able to write some comments, whether they're positive or negative. And people's don't have like constructive criticism is something that like I embrace. If you put a post, look, if you put a poster out there, you're opening yourself up for all comments, positive, negative. You have to have skin like a rhino. You have to be confident knowing, all right, I'm going to put this moment out there. There's a lot of people that are not nice. There are a lot of people that don't feel good about themselves and feel that, you know what? Hey, I'm going to just bash this person. I'm going to bash this moment. And that makes them feel better. But there's also, on the other hand, people that embrace it like, what a lovely moment. It's relatable. So it's almost when you throw a video out there, you're opening yourself up to anybody making comments, positive or negative.
Totally.
And it's hard.
It is really hard. And I feel like A, we're doing that with this podcast, right? We're putting ourselves out there and it's been,
totally.
It's been something that we've challenged. But, you know, me personally, during the pandemic, I decided with what I do with yoga that I could access a lot of people. And what I decided is I knew that there are a lot of people that have a lot of comments. So instead of going on to the traditional platforms, I went on to Periscope. And Periscope, I felt, was then people would have to know how to find me. That's kind of how I thought. And I'm not Julia Roberts or Emma Roberts that has millions and millions of followers, right? I was like, and the haters, they come out because guess what? Here's the reality of social media. And Farley and I were talking a little bit on, offline on this topic before we hopped on. D is like, back when we were younger and there was someone famous, in order to have a comment about them, other than like in your own coffee talk, you would have to, what were you going to do? Write them a letter or like write an editorial to your newspaper? Like, how were you going to get access to be able to have a voice in the myriad of, famous people? You didn't have that opportunity. And, the good, the bad, and the ugly about social media is that everybody has a comment. Like they always say, like, a-holes, everybody has one. So everybody's got a comment, and that's kind of where we are. So it doesn't matter who you are. I can come out of cyberspace and I can say something that I wouldn't have had the guts to say to you to your face, even if you're somebody normal coming off the streets, even if you're somebody normal that I know well in my family and my friend group. Like, you could say it on social media, but you might not say it to me.
And if you turn your comments off on your social media, I don't know how that's really perceived. I've never done that. I don't feel like it's true give and take. So are you a coward for like posting something and then not wanting feedback or not wanting to hear what other people's opinions are? Or, is it something that a lot of people choose to because of their celeb status or because of the political nature of the comment that they're making? I mean, you can definitely turn your comments off. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of times what people are looking for, especially like the younger generation, which Julia Roberts touches upon. I mean, she said, gosh, I'm a 50-year-old person. I know who I am. I know what my career looks like. I know I am confident and secure about myself. But for the 15-year-old girl or the 13-year-old that feels like they're kind of getting defined by the comments, or, wow, I'm kind of popular. I got like 280 likes, or, so it's validating and it's deconstructing like people. So it's a catch 22 and
double-edged sword.
It is a catch 22 because you think about it, that's the way that this demographic, this age, they have conversations. It's all textersations. People don't even know how to date. It's like you could be sitting in a room with three kids and they're all on their phones texting each other. So I think you get the feedback and you get the comment that says, oh, I have a heart, I love this photo, or like a thumbs down. It's just the way that this whole generation is operating. There's no personal one-on-one. I mean, back in the day, I remember, Jen, when you were talking before, and by the way, you're my Julia Roberts, you're so pretty. You had your journal and you'd be like, oh my God, I love Scott Baio, he's so hot. And then you'd shut it and that was like, that was my comment to myself. And that was your kind of you had the poster on the wall. That's how you were in touch with like your celebrity that you loved. But nowadays it's hard because it is a catch 22. Businesses, people, I mean, look, I'm a sponsored athlete, and how do you get sponsorship from different companies is, hey, here, I'll give you gear. You have to wear it. You have to wear it in photo shoots. You have to wear it on video shoots, and you have to promote it. So you're constantly spending time, hashtagging and looking at photos and picking out the best one and putting the little comments in. And my friend Sarah says I'm the worst Instagram person because my comments are always just kind of quickly and done. But it's classic. You do look at photos.
It's not our generation.
It's not. And you're like, oh, I don't know what to say. This is taking too long to write it, where kids are like, photo, Snapchat, yeah, you look beautiful, you don't. And
and the other part is that, I don't mean to cut you off. To your point is like, back in the day, air quotes day, you had a whole team that was helping you carefully curate these things, right? And even the famous people, when they don't take those little moments like Julia and Emma Roberts did, where like usually it's a photo shoot where they've said, this is exactly what you're going to say, this is how we're going to market it. And they're going to like, it's going to be very intentional and deliberate. So we get the right feedback, right? And when you put yourself out there like they did, which is authentically, which is what most of us are truly looking for when we're like, good human beings, is that you like also are exposing yourself to that authentic piece where there's going to be people that don't like you and people that have a comment about the way you look, or you're looking old, or you're looking, harried, and you didn't think about it completely because you weren't trying to. You weren't trying to sell somebody except on the beauty of being with your niece. And that, I think, is the sad part.
I'm actually like trying to go through my TikTok right now because I wanted to shed a little light on a child, my child, who's 22 years old right now. And to be relevant, unfortunately, you do have to participate in social media. For somebody that decides to like not participate, they are the rare, that's the smaller stat.
The outcast.
Well, at least in this country, I will say that. We also have to take our frame of reference where we recognize that in the United States at this moment, we are obsessed with social media.
So what I wanted to share with you guys and why this whole Julia Roberts TikTok became so relevant to me is I've got a child that, you know, is college. She's in college. They all are TikToking and doing, you know, social media
and Snapchat
and blah, blah, blah. And it's kind of the way that they communicate. It's their norm. They're growing up with this. So, you know, we can be shocked by it and we can say we don't agree, absolutely, but they are desensitized by it on some levels, and they participate because it really kind of creates unity and everybody's on the same page. So there's always trends on TikTok, and it's wild because during the pandemic, I was not aware of the trends, and all these trends ended up, you know, happening to me. My kids like used me as a scapegoat, and they did really funny things that I had no idea were trends, and they got me. I mean, I looked like a dope and it was funny. And, you know, I look back now and it was kind of a funny way for us to pass some time and get a lot of laughs. But, you know, when the laugh's on you. So right now there's a trend where you post a photo of yourself looking attractive and then you post a picture of yourself where you know, you've been bawling your eyeballs out and your eyes are all bagged out and you just kind of don't look perfect. And it's girls trying to be real, you know, trying to show that, yes, you can look one way, but everybody can really have a bad day and look ugly, right? So my daughter posts a picture of herself looking, you know, one way, and then a real picture of herself like crying her eyeballs out. And this thing has 4 million views right now, and it has gone viral, and it is insane. I mean, they're comparing her to Woody Harrelson, to the grandpa that drank like paint that went viral. Nothing is nice. I mean, the majority of the feedback that she's getting and people are posting it and, you know, sharing it has been negative comments. And she was upset. And I said to her, I said, if you're going to put yourself out there and you're going to be defined by the negative things that people say, then maybe you should take yourself off this platform. Because I look at it and I see a beautiful girl and I see a real girl that bawled her eyeballs out. And I would not give a crap about what anybody says, because I know who I am. You know who you are. You know what you look like on a normal day. And these are just people, you know, trying to just become a comedian for a moment and get people to jump on the bandwagon so that they feel relevant. And they're hiding behind wherever they are, you know, doing this social media disaster. And I'm going to find it and I'm going to show you guys while we're talking, because I think that you guys should understand it's happening not just to 6-year-olds and 12-year-olds and 22-year-olds and 50-year-olds. It's a platform for people to get gigantic balls and say whatever they feel like because they're hiding behind the
great. That's what everybody does right now, is that they hide behind their phone. You have a text and it's, you text your feelings and you throw it out, and it could be mean intentionally, or it could, when you read it, it might not be read the proper way. And it's, if you had to talk to someone face to face and say, hey, you know what, you really hurt my feelings with that. You are a jerk and you're not invited to the party. And then you would see the other reaction, literally looking in someone's eyes as like the lip starts quivering and they're like, I'm not invited to the party. You know, that person who was saying that would pull back a little bit. Now, when you have viral, everything's viral and you're
liquid
texting,
courage, but not liquid.
Yes. And it's
viral.
And
it's, courage, right?
But
it's hurtful. But if
also,
you're putting yourself out there and saying something like us, we're going to have people that are going to say really mean things. We're going to say, I can't imagine how an inappropriate three girls gone gritty, blah, 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 you know, and skin like a rhino. Sorry, I'll take the criticism. And hey, it's,
we're mature enough. You know, we get it.
Right.
Well, but the other part is that, you know, we also have to recognize that you have the reach of everybody. You get take the good with the bad, right? So if you want to reach thousands and millions of viewers, you're not going to have everybody that's like, oh my God, you're amazing. That's not the way the universe works, especially if they don't know you. Like, you know, people judge very quickly and they have a lot to say very quickly when they, like you said, D, where they don't have to say it to your face. And this is why, and I was trying to get my frame of reference. There's places that are banning platforms like TikTok. You know, there's rules about it. And I just quickly did look it up because I knew it was an EU thing. But I just read really fast that Montana has banned TikTok, banned, and it's being questioned by the courts. But in December, the state of Montana banned TikTok.
Oh, you just got a thumb. You just got a thumbs up. You got a thumbs up, Jed.
I get they yeah, because of a negative
agree
trend.
With me. They agree with me. Whoever they are that's watching my platform, because that's the other part. And there's the other piece of it. The reason why some of these things are being banned is because it's a Chinese platform. And I would say in a Farley, and I was half joking is, and then partially not joking, is that I also think that there are powers that be that are very happy to keep us infighting, right?
Oh, of course.
Keep us like, you know, on these platforms. It's a Chinese platform. There's security issues that there are in question. And there's also like, well, if we're fighting against each other and we've got all this time to spend doing this.
Totally.
Like, what's happening over here? Just food for thought, listenership. Just think about it. Like, there's more at play than just like simple posting and getting right. likes. There's more.
I mean, and
some of the scary trends have been like where, you know, it started off with like the ice challenge, right? And then these kids are burning the crap out of themselves because they're doing salt and ice and it's creating blisters. And then there's other oh my God.
There's been a lot of them. There's been some really, really funny challenges. And then on other ones that you're like, oh, that's kind of inappropriate and that's going to hurt. And kids just, they're following the masses. Like, I have to do this. And just to be part of the whole system and fit in with their friends. And it's what they do. I mean, I see little kids, anytime you look around, they're at the mountain making TikToks or they're doing videos. I finally deleted like the account that I have, which I just reinstalled to watch the Julia Roberts TikTok because I hadn't seen it. And
back in. They got you back.
Yeah, they got me back after this. I'm going to delete it. I'm going to delete it.
See,
I don't want a virus on my phone.
I know, but you know what? I have kids and I like to spy on my kids. So I have to keep things like TikTok, not because I want to, just like I don't want to have to use my phone to scan, you know, a menu at a restaurant. They are finding ways to keep social media and technology in our hands all the time. For me, I'd be asleep at the wheel if I didn't have TikTok. My kids all have TikTok accounts. You know, I'd be asleep at the wheel if I didn't have WhatsApp.
Damn it. I keep saying WhatsApp when I mean Snapchat. Like, my kids are obsessed with Snapchat. They have private Snap stories that I can't see. They take like 9,000 photos of themselves doing like some variation of like a dumb expression just so that they can keep a streak going with somebody for, you know, I don't know, 800 days in a row. And then that's your best Snap friend. It's so annoying.
I actually want to see what their friends are doing. I want to see what they're doing because it's relevant to me and it's affecting them. And I want to be, you know, in the know.
Yeah, this is where I have boys and Darren's daughter's a little bit younger and I have boys and I'm not on TikTok or really any other social media. Like I'll pull things up here and there, but I do think the difference between boys and girls and the way they post is obviously tremendously different. And, you know, I'm also a social media like aversion person. Like, and again, it may have to do with the experience that I had during the pandemic of people coming out of cyberspace and some of them being people that I've known a long time be like, ooh, like you had other people that had a lot to say. Like, it's like, you know, I want
negativity feeds on negativity.
Yeah, and I want to stay, you know, relevant, but I'm not sure for me that, you know, even honestly with Girls Gone Gritty, it's been a leap in Soulshine Studios. It's been a leap and I don't love it. It doesn't make me feel good. I know that most of the time I feel worse after being on any type of social media, even if it's positive, even if it's informative. And that's me personally. Like, listen, I'm not judging other people. Like, to me, it's like you do you. But I definitely think that the downside outweighs the upside for a lot of reasons. And this to me is one of those big reasons because you were coming from a good place, Julia and Emma. And it really stinks that they won't share. What'll end up happening is people won't share personal stuff. It'll be carefully curated, which we already know is already happening. People only want to show the best pictures of themselves. I mean, how many friends do we have that like,
it's all the retouch, but you look for Julia, it's for them. Any press is good press. So we're talking about it. They're celebrities. They're getting press. Their name is like in cyberspace. So for them, it's good.
A positive cause. At least she made a stand.
Right. But for me, social media is how I operate. It's when I go ski or I surf and I, once again, you're representing companies and sponsors. And that's the outlet. And it's also a way for me that I think it's positive, because where do you find your news? You're not watching Fox Sports or CNN. You're on Instagram like, oh my gosh, I didn't know she had a baby. And oh, they just got engaged. I've seen so many wonderful, super happy, positive experiences from social media. You also see, unfortunately, I've had so many friends pass away, but you look and you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe they passed away. And it's just an informative, it's an informative platform. And, it's, hey, I had a great weekend, and you post photos, but then all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, I didn't post a photo. I got to post a photo. Wait, I didn't post a photo. And it's like a time suck too. You could go in that rabbit hole. But once you kind of step away a little bit, then you don't actually post.
Well, I had a swimwear company, and my company relied on my posts to sell merchandise. And it was young girls. It was a tween swimwear company called Squirtini Bikini. And every pedophile in the business found it. Because I'm posting really cute girls, tweens, you know, in swimwear.
And with it was cute little butts.
It was a constant debate that I had, like, you know, actually with one of our closest friends. He was like, what are you doing? You're like promoting pedophiles. And I'm like, no, actually, I'm promoting a product that people can choose to consume through social media. And social media was very important to my business. And it was kids sending pictures of them wearing their suits and where they all recognized each other in Squirtini bikinis. And then I was getting pictures of 15 kids at the beach club that were all in Squirtini bikinis sending like, hey, we're Squirtini girls. So, I mean, yes, it's very valuable as a company, you know, for consumers to like share what they're consuming and liking. And it's just become a part of society where social media is mandatory. It's not necessarily mandatory to get validated, you know, like, oh, I think your life looks as happy as Facebook does, or whatever that, you know, comment is. Like, people can choose to post just unrealistic perfection, which is why we have eating disorders and we have suicide cases and hideousness. So it's like, it's a positive, it's a negative. It's never going to be a positive.
But it is, it's what it is right now. It's kind of our marketing platform in all different ways. Like, how are we going to promote our hats and our line for Girls Gone Gritty? Social media. How are we going to use, how are we going to promote our Girls Gone Gritty radio show? Social media. And you're going to see a lot of us. It's going to be like post. And it's just unavoidable. You have to be in the game.
Yeah. But the other part of it is that, you know, what's interesting is that, you know, where I sit with the age of my children and what I watch with my friends that have kids that are my age, older on side and younger, is that you could have missed that trend of it being so important in your kid's life. You know, there were some kids that like, they were not on TikTok ever, because they're like my son Jack's age. Like, you know, he's not doing that. He's doing Instagram here and there. And, you know, it like totally depends on where you caught the tidal swell.
He's 25.
Yeah, 24. And here's the other piece is that, like, you've got people like myself, parents that didn't grow up with it. So I don't know how to navigate, like, telling my kids how to use a platform that they're educating me on. Let's talk about that. Like, it's like Farley's trying to manage her girls being on social media and monitor it, but they know more than, and no offense to you at all. And I know you don't take any, but, like, you know, they know more than we do.
They are all sneaky. They have like Finstas and secret, like private TikTok accounts and private WhatsApps. And that's where they put the real stuff. So I don't even have access to that. But, you know, another reason that I feel like we all were game on with Girls Gone Gritty is because we don't want to become like our parents. You know, my mom and dad didn't know how to, like, you know, hook up a VCR and put a video, you know, like, I don't want to get blown away by technology. So we felt like starting a podcast was going to keep us kind of relevant and in the know, because now we have to understand technology and we have to use it to promote ourselves. And we have to stay in the game to understand what's happening with our kids and the next generation behind that. Or I feel like this technological revolution that's happened since my children were born to now is probably the most prolific. 1,000%. I mean, it is just absolutely crazy. I mean, it's hard to keep in the game, even at our age. You know, it's like everything
it's
is lightning. Just developing at the speed of light.
That's like,
you know, forget this AI situation. I can't even wrap my brain around that.
Wait, what
I'm not ready for AI.
That's a whole podcast on itself. Yeah,
I'm not ready for that one. No, but it's habit. Kids come home. Oh, I need your phone. I need your phone. I need your phone. And then you think, why are they doing that? Oh, because I'm always on my phone and they see what mommy and daddy are doing. I always want to be on my phone. And that's because we're running businesses off our phone. Everything is you're there.
The phone's taken away boundaries. You're always available.
You're always available. But YouTube TV and not TikTok. So there's always a different outlet is the way that I see it. But I've had some fun making videos with like my nieces and my nephews and my daughter. Yeah. So it's fun. But then you're like, oh, gosh, I don't want anyone else to see it. Creepers.
Like, before you know it, you are already on their platform. And every single person that's in my life has seen me with the towel on my head and 40 chins. And they're all laughing at me as Mackenzie's behind me cutting my hair when I didn't realize that she was cutting my hair and that got posted. I mean, it's nuts. You are so exposed.
But that's part of it. That's
You're the punching bag.
I was.
They want the shock factor.
I am.
Everybody wants
and I fall for everything.
Factor. Everybody wants the shock factor. And that's what your girls are doing. They're like, you know, I'm punking mom. It's like that old school show. Like, you know.
I got punked.
And I'm not even gullible, but I guess I really am. I'm just not up to par.
I'm not gullible, but I don't know. Maybe I might be gullible.
Well, I don't know. When your kid calls you and tells you, oh my gosh, mom, I have a police officer following me home. I told him that you fell because he pulled me over because I was speeding. And he said, what's the rush? Well, my mom just fell down the stairs. I didn't know that was a trend. She's like, mom, I don't know what to do, but the police officer's coming to make sure that you're okay. And I need you to sit at the bottom of the stairs. And I was like, are you kidding me? You like lied to a police officer? But then
we're going to have to edit this part out.
Everybody knows about it. I didn't know about it. So here I am. I want to kill my kid, but I also want to protect my kid. And so I'm at the bottom of the staircase, not moaning and groaning and acting like I'm injured, but I was ready to potentially like act hurt when they came in. And Abby, my other daughter, was filming me on the ground. And she's like, mom, what are you doing? And I didn't realize that they were together. And boom, busted and viral. So, you know, yeah, it happens. It's funny.
And they did that. And they did that. Let's be honest. And they did that for likes. And they did that for reachability.
And they got them. And they really got them.
And they got them. And they got them. So they got that. So my point again, is like they got us, right? They understand how we tick. It's like Pavlov's dog. It's like, you know, your phone blinks and beeps and you get likes and you're like, oh my God, my post is going viral. This is amazing. And then you go to the comments and you're like, wait, what are they saying about me? And now you're heartbroken because, you know, there's going to be people that aren't going to say nice things.
We're all guilty. I suck in. I love those memes. And I feel like sometimes I have a voice and I'll make a comment because I think I have a funny comment or like, you know, a zinger of some sort, not negative. I'm never like bashing
anybody.
Well,
but you don't know how it's taken. Here's the other part.
Right. You don't know how it's taken.
Maybe it was meant in like funny good-heartedness.
Right.
And the way that I read it was like, oh, ouch. Right.
You meant, yes.
No inflection in a text. There's no inflection.
I'm the worst texter known to man. I am so bad. I voice text and then I send. And then I sometimes
those
just
typos.
Go back and read it. And it's like, ooh, wow. Didn't know that was, you know, that could even be said. And so
I want to go back to simpler times. I wish we could. I wish for our
kids. How about when people get mad because they're like, you didn't reply to my comment on your Instagram. I'm like, I was skiing. I was working. I didn't have time to sit there. And I'm so, and you feel bad because I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't reply. I didn't go through all the comments. Like, because people take the time to do it. But people are nice and they take time.
Not being nice.
They want you to read them.
The takeaway from here is, like, if you get validated on social media, if that's how you are getting, like, I don't know, your happiness or your joy, you're putting a comment out there that you want somebody to respond back to, even though it was a nice comment and you want a nice response back. Like, we're investing way too much in all of these comments, and we need to, like, really make a stand as a gigantic community to pull out and to have this conversation with our kids, because, like, you can't get validated by social media. And if you are exposing yourself and then somebody's hammering you, you get what you ask for. But you have to have that conversation. Our kids aren't as mature as we are. Somebody can say, oh God, Farley's just really busted. I can't believe she used to be a model. Well, awesome. And I was. I was once upon a time. So
you're not, you know, busted.
I'm just saying, whatever the crappy comments that are going to come my way, bring it on. I mean, I'm not asking for somebody to incite, like, but I'm saying, like, I'm secure enough, like Julia Roberts was. I have self-love. I know who I am. I know I'm a nice person. This is what we need to work on instilling in our kids. You are a great human. You bring value to this world. And do not get justified, you know, by somebody's ugly commentary, because they have a void in their lives that they're looking to fill with ugliness.
Totally.
We have to educate, and we have to, like, hope that we can get the younger generation to be at least as empowered as we are, knowing who we are. And yes, maybe the comments that people make towards us would still be a little hurtful, but then we have the way of putting it back into, like, reality and saying, this really doesn't matter. I mean, like,
try to instill, like, confidence. Try to instill confidence. And if you're confident, you're not throwing negativity in there. Like, constructive criticism, I'm all about. But here we're about to, you know, we're launched a podcast and we're going to have comments, and you hope that you have constructive criticism, because that
we can almost kind of helps you. Comments are gonna
yeah.
Be.
Oh my God. Remember we were talking about it.
Some original material, people.
Totally. But
the other thing is that you got to remember that all of us go through, like, ebbs and flows of our self-confidence and, like, what's gone on in the background of what we're dealing with. Right.
Yeah.
So I think in addition to what Farley's saying about, like, figuring out, like, what is about you, like, if you're somebody who's posting, think about where that might land on somebody else. Like, if you really have something to say, make it, like, again, to your point, constructive criticism. Understand that, like, you know, Julia Roberts, she might be having a shitty week. You don't know what happened in her life. She, you know, Emma, like, who knows? Other days that might have rolled off of her and she might not have said boo. She might have been like, there's haters. They've been around since the dawn of time in my life. That moment, she might have not been coming a good place, or she might have been coming from a super empowered place where she's like, enough is enough. I don't care.
I think she finally realized what it is doing to the younger generation, because she said, I just, all of a sudden, a light bulb went off and I thought, wow, what if I was 15 years old reading these comments? Right. And it made her, it was a full circle moment for her, where she all of a sudden understood how volatile it is to this younger generation. And, you know, it's hurtful and it can mess with your self-confidence at a very early age. And you could feel unpopular, unliked, and it could lead to, you know, some very impulsive, ugly, tragic conclusions. I mean, it's just, it's a weapon. You know, like, I remember the first time I gave my kids a phone, I said, hey, this is like a car and I'm going to teach you how to drive it, because I did not want them to be able to, you know, Google SEX and see what comes up and all these things. So it's like, we have to educate the younger generation that's not as equipped as we are right now to handle all of this. You know, they're not mature enough. And I think that, Julia, thank you very much for recognizing, wow, it's a full circle moment. If I was a girl this age and somebody said these things to me, it would really make me feel like crap. You know, it's just, it brings out your insecurities. It's a torture chamber.
And it's a golden rule of situation. It's like, treat as you'd like to be treated, you know, in person, on social media, and everything you do. And I think that's, like, that's what we want to teach our kids too. It's like, if you couldn't say it out loud and you couldn't say it to my face, then maybe you shouldn't say it at all. You know,
saying something nice is so much easier than coming up with something toxic. It's so much easier to say, wow, you look beautiful. You look happy. Good for you. That looks so fun. Love that you guys are together, whatever. But like coming up with something ugly and negative, that actually takes energy, ugly energy.
Well,
you know?
That's because most people that are doing that are also coming from not the best place. You know, there's some insecurity and some inadequacy that they need to feel like they could take you down a little bit. And
well, they need to go outside and get some fresh air and just kids need to be outside enjoying.
I challenge everyone that's listening to us today to make a difference by at least talking to somebody of the younger generation. I don't care what age it is. 22. My daughter's 22 and she still got affected by it. So have a conversation with somebody younger and just say, hey, guess what? Like it's almost like I'm rubber, you're glue. What you throw at me bounces off of me and sticks on you. Like old fashioned sticks and stones may break my bones. We need to go backwards and say, toughen up, buttercup. This isn't relevant. And this is how you do it. So I think, and I also challenge everybody to go say a nice comment. Make a nice comment if you're a social media person. Say something positive and hope that it tips. You know, I mean, everything doesn't have to be gritty, but you have to have grit when it comes to standing up for things that you believe in. And right now the grit is don't be a dick or a douche. I'm serious. Try to be a nice human and perpetuate positivity when you can. There's a lot of opportunities every day.
And set some boundaries for yourself. You know, if you're surrounding yourself by human beings in real life that don't bring you up and like don't rise, help you rise above, you find some new day-to-day people. If those people are on social media, lose those too. It's a block. It's
unfollow,
you know, turn off comments. Like if you put something there that you want the world to see and you don't care about who says what, there's a very easy fix. No comments. Yep. No comment. A lot of politicians do it. They do it all day long. No comment. I don't want.
Especially nowadays.
Nope. And you know what? That's empowering too.
But in the meantime, all of you that are listening, tune in to Girls Gone Gritty on Spotify and all the social media platforms. Every single platform we are on. And go to Girls Gone Gritty website and
we might turn off our comments. Don't be offended.
Yeah, don't be offended. Or say something amazingly nice about how amazingly nice we are.
Yes, but thank you all so much for listening. We had such a blast today. And but please go to the social media and give us lots of likes because we're going to bring it to you every week. Mind, body, and soul, Mountain Beach and City Girls. Here we go.
Girls Gone Gritty.
Girls Gone Gritty. People.
Bye. So for those of you wondering what Girls Gone Gritty is really about, like what is our vibe? What are we trying to accomplish? We have a nice little summary for you.
So what we want to be is unscripted, authentic conversations that you want to have with like your girlfriends, your mom, maybe the things that you and your mom didn't talk about, but now you'd love to talk to your daughters about or your younger self. We want to be empowering and inspiring, but real.
We're very organic. This is an organic process. We're going to have some hiccups along the way and you guys are going to hear those. But, you know, we're putting ourselves out there. We're not afraid to try something new. We're not afraid to launch into a space that we have absolutely no business launching into. But, you know, it's a challenge and we're up for it.
And we're willing to go out there and share with you all our experiences that we've had together and our personal views on different topics. Doesn't mean they're right, doesn't mean they're wrong. We just want to share them with you and educate anybody who wants to hear a story. And hopefully we make you laugh and smile and cry and, well, not cry too much.
Make you think about things.
Make you feel like you're sitting here in a chair with us having a cup of coffee. And
most of you guys have been there, done that too. We're just three different personalities that, you know, actually really enjoy one another. And we're two sister-in-laws. Darian and I are sister-in-laws. She introduced me to my husband. So now she's my permanent sister. And then Jen is our BFF. So
she's our other sister.
She's our soul sister.
I'm sister by friendship that goes deep.
So it's like, you know what? Everybody can have this same idea. I'm sure you guys have all probably thought at some point, God, you know, like we could do this or we could talk forever and talk about pretty much anything. And that's kind of what we feel like from any range of topics, whether it's relevant because it's an topic or it's taboo and we want to shed some light on what not to do. We kind of have done it all. Yeah. And I, as many other people have. And what we're just trying to do is find that commonality and kind of cater to like that millennial something, late 20s, 30s age range, all the way up to like the 50s, because, you know, either we're going to help you maybe not do what we did or help you do something better than we could have done, or, you know, what is currently happening now. And we want you guys to weigh in and we want feedback and we want it to be a give and take situation.
Yeah, we want to empower, and I know we all want to empower you to move on to your day and to feel a little bit better about, you know, what you're doing and how you can do it, because we only get this one life. And if we can inspire and empower and educate you on things that are relevant in your day to day, hopefully you take that energy out and you make your family better and you make your friends better and you make social media a little bit better, because, you know, it's not going anywhere. And us being on a platform has really taken us to the next level of trying something new and putting ourselves out there. So we want you to do the same.
I mean, we're still growing up, all of us. We're still making mistakes and we're still learning. You know, you can learn something new every single day. So let's just like make this a give and take situation where we're growing up and we're learning together and we're trying to make things better for the younger generation by sharing experiences and being honest.
Yeah. My father always said, you can't adjust the wind, but you can adjust your sails. So we want you to sail in the direction of your life and make it, you know, an amazing journey and take us along for the ride. And we look forward to seeing you each week. We drop on Thursdays and we're Girls Gone Gritty. About mountain, beach, and city.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Girls Gone Gritty.
You can check us out on Instagram and Facebook.
If this episode hits home, share it with someone who needs to get gritty.
The 3 G's. We'll see you next week.
Peace out.